Okay, start recording. Okay, and then go ahead and unsilence her. All right, we got you there.
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Now you gonna cough up a lung?
No, I always cough. I have pleurisy. That's why I can't wear masks.
Oh man.
I got that too. Can I not wear a mask now?
Yeah.
Yeah, Donna.
Everybody's got hurt.
Donna, reason. I gotta fly next week. I don't know how that's gonna go.
As long as we got our tags on, we're told Southwest doesn't, most of them don't enforce it. They just, you know, so I.
Oh, but they're logging you. They're saying, oh, you're one of them. You know?
Well, that's okay. I am one of them.
Yeah, no,
gonna stay one of them.
Yeah, I'm on the list.
Freedom Speaks.
Gonna stay on the list.
Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah! Unafeared, 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 unafeared. You want to demonstrate you're unafeared. You have Dr. Judy Mikovits on your show And you don't care what they do to you because they're going to try and do something because they do it. Might as well just have David Duke or from the KKK, you know, David Icke, you know, David Icke, you know, or Alex Jones or you know, somebody. And they're like, oh, hell no. Hell no. You're so freaking not allowed. Hell no. And they come after you. Well, our last hour, Dr. Judy. You know, Twitch is a new social media that we're kind of working on that might be one of the answers to the man can't stop it. And that's what we're looking for. And who comes to mind when we look for this kind of stuff and try and give the access to data can always be done, like IPFS and a lot of other things that we do. We're thinking Dr. Judy Mikovits that went through this kind of censorship. And she wrote a book, Plague. Plague. Now it's got Plague of Corruption as a sequel, but I tell you, Plague was I will not rest until I put you in the limelight of everybody. And Dr. Fauci, I don't know, he's probably not, you know, feeling as rosy as he thought he was when he got up on the podium. You know, Trump put him there to be, I don't know, be fired probably. So, you know, I'm, how are things going? Tell me all the news, Judy. We're on the edge of our seat.
Well, we're having fun fighting the plague of corruption and the pandemic, as you know. So we're out fighting as we always are in public, no masks, no anything. We're fighting every day with the movie Plandemic Part 2 is coming out next week. Tonight we're going to a showing of Andy Wakefield's new film, The Act. So this is all about that corrupt vaccine court and the 1986 National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, which took away all liability from vaccines for damages and injuries done by them. And so we know this pandemic is an attempt to cover up all of that injury over 40 years and the spread of these contagious cancer viruses, monkey viruses, cow viruses, mouse viruses, you know, coronaviruses, dog viruses. Every single flu shot has a coronavirus in it. So, and many of the MMRs and polio shots are grown in the same cell line that they're growing that coronavirus over in Wuhan, China. So they haven't said one word about the data because it's true. And so our focus right now is the people that wear the mask, the people that get any kind of vaccine ever again will die and be called COVID-19. So if you really want to, you know, kill the most vulnerable, do what they've done to us, do what they've done. So everything the government has said, Tony Fauci, Deborah Birx, Robert Redfield, everything, they know the most vulnerable, those with lung diseases, any other kind of compromised immune system. 50% of our kids have asthma from vaccine injuries. 50% of the people with vaccines have reactive airway diseases. Those are the people, if they wear a mask, if they ever get a shot, they'll die and they'll call it COVID-19. And it will have nothing to do with that virus, that SARS-CoV-2, which none of it ever really did, except for maybe a few cases around the world, but they spread it there from vaccines. So we're going to continue to fight.
Okay, the Wakefield movie, what did you call it? The what?
It's called The Act, A-C-T, The Act, and it's all about the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, which Ronald Reagan signed into law in 1986.
Okay, now when does that come out?
Well, we're going to a screening tonight. It's a private screening, but I assume it's going to come out worldwide in the next days. This might be the premiere.
Okay, now we got kind of an in the community to get us access to these movies and everything and so on, and her name is Dr. Judy Mikovits. So I want access to this stuff to get it up or promote me, rock and roll and whatnot. Help us out.
I'm going there tonight. She just told me last night, so it's perfect timing to be on your show. They keep these things secret. So, obviously Dr. Judy Mikovits is the most censored scientist of all time, and Plandemic, the movie, in spite of that, 1 billion views thanks to you and people like you.
Billion with a B. Billion. That made the headlines. Billion.
Right. Plague of Corruption, New York Times bestseller, and Amazon number one, in spite of Amazon doing everything they can to shadow ban it, make it so that it doesn't get good reviews. Nobody cares. They're reading it everywhere, and everybody is waking up to the reality that COVID-19 was a pandemic planned to destroy our country and kill the vaccine injured. And that would be half of our country. Kill the people who have the XMRVs. It's even the data become clear every day that XMRVs, those people with that infection, are most likely to die, as I said, from the measures, not from SARS-CoV-2, from the masks, from any further vaccination. So we're fighting really hard with our lawsuit against Newsom here, class action suit. You can sign on at freedomwatchusa.org, and you can sign that. It's a class action suit. You can put your name and your email, and you become a plaintiff because we're the most susceptible. So everyone who's ever had a flu shot, has been vaccine injured, and has been compromised, and anyone who gets one again will be called COVID-19 and will die. The more dangerous, the vaccines get dirtier and dirtier. In Plague of Corruption, we have the chapter about the doctors who were killed, and we highlight Timothy Cunningham of the CDC, who died when he saw the flu shot of 17 killing people and died mysteriously, called it suicide. Of course, we all understand what suicide is.
Yeah, it's in Atlanta. It's like Chicago. He's found floating in the river. Suicide.
Right, correct.
I'm going, correct. Wow. And this is in amongst, at that time, anybody that was challenging anything in any way. It's amazing. That must be a thick chapter.
yes it is, and there are several chapters about vaccine court. So when they ask me to the showing tonight, I'll have 30 books of Plague of Corruption.
Yeah, that's another
there.
Thing I want to remind you, where's my books for the Love Bus? Where's my dollar amount if I gotta pay and I can get what's up?
Oh, I thought the publisher contacted you.
Give Donna the number. We'll contact. Okay. You don't have to do all this work. We'll just beat them into submission. Don't worry about it.
I'll text her the number of Johanna Malgur, who is our agent, who fights for us with the publisher. So she'll get you the best deals, and I'll just send her right to Johanna today. Right now, I'll text it.
Yeah, they're saying you're over-modulating. I know, but it's because of the new mic you have, or it's too close to your mouth or something. But, you know,
okay,
that's
shall
a-
I get off this better?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah, there you go. That's better. You know,
took it off.
Yeah, just take it because it's, but, you know, hey, we're just glad to have her on. We're, you know, she can over-modulate all she wants. She's got it taken care of. We'll get it fixed. Now, the thing is that there's so much more going on in the news and the censorship and this election process. And I'm going, how's it going to play into politics? You know, what's going to happen? Are you still voting? And who you vote for? Oh, there's a lot of other things to talk about. We're right back.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
So you've signed the Shire Society Declaration and are planning your move to New Hampshire to be around more liberty-oriented people. Next, sign up for the Shire Society Forum at forum.shiresociety.com. There are a bunch of people there who are already...
Okay, yesterday we were supposed to have Pam Popper on, and we had something wrong with the Zoom, so we had to reschedule for, I don't know, next week or week after. It's going to be difficult. I have to take on the road and do it with her. But the... So Pam Popper had this idea of, you know, we're all voting for, you know, freedom and not having to vaccinate and taking her kids out of school and all this other stuff. What do you know about her?
I don't know anything about her. I've heard the name and I was hoping to learn about her, and I'm learning about people every day. So what I know about those issues is, you know, the whole school thing has to be no masks, no distancing, no vaccines, no anything. And the data are clear that the masks are toxic, and they're going to try and force vaccinations to get people in the door. And hey, we've been out of the door for 3 months, so stay home. Keep your kids at home, start a community school, do anything you can, but do not sacrifice your children, because if you give them one thing, you give them all.
Yeah, it's child abuse anyway. So I'm you know, mentally, physically, it's all, you know,
correct.
Seriously. So my thing has been here in New Hampshire, I think the Teachers Association, the government, they didn't anticipate, you know, what happened. They're really pushing for we're not going to school. Now we're just staying home. You know, we're not going to do it. We're done. you know, and they're going, whoa, 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 no, we got to have school. Now, the teacher's still going to get paid regardless, you know, and they're paying for buses to deliver meals and with a police escort, and they want more buses for social distancing. I mean, it is ridiculous. All right, here we're coming back.
Now, broadcast.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hammond.
Well, Dr. Judy Mikovits is explaining it to us. Okay, in the fight here, I saw, I remember over the years that you had been doing CDC in Atlanta protest, I don't know, about this time every year. It's usually in the summer, I think. And you guys go there, and I just saw Louis Farrakhan from Nation of Islam, and black little baby boys have four times more likely to be, you know, damaged by vaccines and so on. And I knew that he knew that. I knew the Nation of Islam knew that. I knew that they had protested. Hell, they're in Atlanta, I think. And they've been conversing with you over the years. And now he just came out and he said, you know, don't vaccinate. You know, just telling the whole nation to stop vaccinating, save the children, screw them. You know, tell me about that. Well, how'd that come about?
Well, I mean, that's been out there for these entire, I think I met him 6 years ago, 2014, at one of those CDC protests in Atlanta. And, you know, when we met, I explained that why, on a molecular level, little black boys were 4.4-fold more likely to get injured by an MMR, which is three RNA viruses, like a coronavirus is an RNA virus. So that vaccine, because they're unable to degrade, their little Pac-Man can't chew up the viruses fast enough, and it causes great injury in little black boys. I mean, it causes twofold more chance of getting autism or serious brain injury in white boys. But in black boys, the relative risk goes back to that of white children. If the babies reach 3 years old, when their detox machinery and when their little Pac-Man can catch up. So from that day, with Louis Farrakhan and with, you know, all of the doctors and all of the groups working with us, Dell Bigtree, Bobby Kennedy, Children's Health Defense, we've been trying to make people aware that the pure evil, all they had to do was change the recommendation that black boys, babies, don't get vaccinated before they're 3 years old. And they couldn't with MMR, and they couldn't wait a year and a half. They couldn't wait for that. So they knowingly destroyed millions of families over 20
years. What do you mean they couldn't wait? Who couldn't wait?
Well, they destroyed the relative risk. They fraudulently, they statistically made the signal go away. So they made that relative risk increase. And on William Thompson's, the subject, the corrupt scientist, the cover-up, he's called a whistleblower and he's a coward. He let millions of children and families, black families, be destroyed. Millions of
now, this is a CDC scientist. When they say the science is settled, he was one of the scientists at the CDC that had this information and then finally came out and said, okay, yeah, we knew, exonerate me and I don't want to go to hell. But he, for a long time, allowed this to happen. So now,
for almost 20 years, he covered that up. And so if the relative risk, so if we had only known at the time, we would have understood the immunology. So in his notebook, he wrote, and this is what Brian Hooker revealed to the world when I first met him August 31st of 2014. And that's why we wrote Plague of Corruption. It was that day I realized it had nothing to do with the science. William Thompson, Dr. William Thompson, wrote in his notebook, what are we going to do about the problem with the black? And had taped in an email, you know, what problem with the blacks? And so they took statistics, they manipulated the study, you know, a lot like 20 years later, they manipulated the XMRVs in myalgic encephalomyelitis, in chronic fatigue syndrome, and that these cancer-causing viruses. So they did the same thing with the data, make it go away and publish fraud and commission fraud and pay the criminals for 20 years. So it was that day I learned this was a plandemic and a plague of corruption. And because of all we've done over the last 20 years, the we's being Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Hooker, Dr. Wakefield, Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, all of Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, all of the people who have been fighting for the children and for to stop this you know, a legalized murder of the most susceptible in our societies. Now it's the elderly that they've legalized murder. And you know, from that day when we realized that, we were winning and we won last November. So they hit the detonate switch of we've got to do something because, oh, Dr. Judy Mikovits has all the data and you didn't kill her and you thought she went away. And now you have a little trouble because she handed all the data in 2014 to the FBI. So what's the FBI's role in it? All of COVID-19 could have been prevented if the FBI and the attorney generals, the federal officials, had not covered this up. It's in. No COVID-19. None of it would have ever happened. But
they needed it. They wanted it. And Fauci is going to make him some money. You know, tell me about that. You know, he's got his own little, that's why they don't want this chloroquine, malaria, whatever the hell stuff it is.
Oh, sure.
50 cents a thing.
And so Fauci's wife is the head of the bioethics office, who says it's ethical to bypass safety tests for vaccines. Oh, it's ethical to bypass the appropriate human controlled studies. Really? You know, and yeah, oh, they own Moderna, this nothing, ne'er-do-well company that they've just given trillions of dollars to produce a pile of garbage that they're going to force to be injected in our children. So every single family across the U.S. that is going to have to say no more. The good news about the lockdown, what has dropped precipitously? Oh, infant deaths. SIDS, deaths, why? Oh, the kids aren't getting vaccinated. We just got the vaxxed, unvaxxed study we've been praying for at least a decade. We got the study because they overplayed their hands. They're totally stupid right now because what we're going to win, if we can convince America to take off the mask, to don't kill yourself. This is suicide. Don't kill your children. Don't put them in that school where they're going to be irreparably damaged by the social distancing, by being afraid of their classmates, by sitting in a little plexiglass bubble, getting indoctrinated with all this. I can't even imagine the psychological damage. Just stay home.
You know, when the psychological damage became very obvious to me what they were doing. It was during 07, 08, during the Ron Paul Lovolution, we were doing that, and I'm flying quite a bit out of Sky Harbor. I go in, and in front of me, there was a TSA agent right where they're undoing the baggage, okay, or putting it on the rack. There's a TSA agent. There's a young couple in about their early, mid-20s, and they had two little kids, about 3 and 4, little boy and little girl. Now you take your shoes off for the nice man, you put it in the thing, you do it, and he's wanding them, and they're going through all this stuff. They ain't even gone through the metal detector, and they're sitting there indoctrinating these children. Their first memories are how papers please, we get to scan you, and the man gets to fill you up. And I'm going, if that isn't a psychological damage right there, that is how it starts.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World.
All right, so we're in break. Yeah, no, it's a campaign for your brain. And that was another thing. Like Alex Jones would always go on about, you know, the soft kill. They're going to do the soft kill. This is a soft kill. You know, they want us all dead. So when we come back, one thing I wanted to talk about is a listener in Ireland sent me a video of some, I can't remember the guy's name. He was going on, I haven't finished the video yet, and because it's a long video, it's a couple hour and a half thing. And his main thing was, he's going, this is, you know, 5G enters into this too. You know, with the metals that are in the mercury and aluminum, there's some kind of frequency that does something, and that those metals and that kind of stuff is intentional for several reasons. And I need to know, right, you know, why and what. Is there any legitimacy to that? What's the science?
Yeah, there is, and I'll explain that to you.
Boom. That's it. See, I knew. You're the wool man. You know, the other thing is, this is what's going on. We still have bus work to do. You know, we got like seals and steering and axles, and we logoed it. You know, it's mostly done. We got repainted and logoed, and we went to these festivals. Now we're back, you know, getting it finished up. Donna and I leave to go to another festival in Arizona that we started like 8 years ago. So it's in the eighth year. We were going there because they canceled a bunch of the stuff we were speaking at in Las right. Vegas. They're going, oh, no more than 49 people and masks and all this other crap. So they go, screw that. So a lot of those people are going to our camping thing, which is in the forest and nobody's in charge. And I don't know, you know, blame Jack Alope. I don't know Jack. I mean, you know, whatever, you know. So they're going to be doing that. We'll be there. We're going to be spending time with our family and say, yo, what's up to the kids and everything. Then when we come back, we're finishing up on some stuff. It'll be about end of the first week in August. Then we're ready to start traveling across. We're doing some stuff in the Northeast, and we'll start going to Pacific Northwest because I want to stay up in the North because 76-degree nighttime sleeping weather because I choose. But we're going to be going to Upper Michigan. They want to, because I wanted to go where they're not getting any love. Okay, who needs some love? Well, Upper Michigan, they're not getting any love. The Michigan governor's being a butthead. They shut down camping and everybody in rec. I go, here comes the love bus. We met a family here at the Fed. We're rock and roll, whatnot. So I need to work with you on where these different events are. We don't got to participate or anything. We just want to go and bring the love bus. We'll have all the material out. We'll get your book, have all this stuff that we're passed out. Tony Marie's working with Davi on some different trifolds, and we'll get going on. So when we got to where we're done and I can set hard dates, that's when we want to, you know, start going to these different functions, and we got some of our own and other stuff that we'll do. And then I got some stuff in the fall that goes down the West Coast and all kinds of stuff. But I want to hook up with you somewhere, just say, yo, what's up, get some pictures.
Sure, if you just tell me where you are, I'll show up.
All right.
You know,
well, what do you think of Upper Michigan? We're thinking of doing a big deal in Upper Michigan. We got New Jersey and Cleveland, but I really want to do this Upper Michigan thing. You know, we'll get you there.
Well, I'd love to go to Upper Michigan.
Okay, it'd be like the third week in August. You think you might be, you know, available then, even one day? It doesn't even have to be the weekend or whatever.
Yeah, I think I can.
Okay.
I hit the East Coast in September. I'm going to, I think, Nashville and Florida. I got to get on my calendar here today and get it covered.
Donna, send her something, you know, about the time frame in mid-August, you know, third weekend in August is when we plan on being in Upper Michigan. Because up there are a lot of people that are just like saying, screw it, and the Michigan guy, and that's a perfect place to go. Be great camping. It'll be a nice place. We'll make sure you get hooked up, and we'll work it out.
Right. Yeah, right. Tony Marie invited me to a meeting in South Carolina. I believe it's in November. So I've got two in
All right, cool. All right, here we're coming back.
It's All the right. Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Yep, flying cars. You know, spaceships and freaking, man, Jetsons. If it wasn't for the man, I'd already lived this life of, man, they could just suck it and get out of the way. And it's just they, them, those. The ones that are, you know, resisting our advancement, you know, even our intelligence, you know, our freedom, our ability. You know, that's why we focus on the tech. You know, we had in the last hour Josh Petty from Twitch.app. We're going to see. We're going to try and give him the best shot. We work with a lot of these, you know, tech companies trying to, you know, you show me you can do it, man, we're all over your new best friends. For the dissemination of information and the archival no censorship there forever, never, always for people like Dr. Judy Mikovits. So this is, you know, what we're doing. She's busy. She's out of working. And I got this one question. Now, the big thing is, you know, she's talking to her husband. Okay, you ready? Here's the question. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. I have a friend and a listener in Ireland. He sent me he and his girlfriend, you know, they wanted us to know that they're in Ireland. They've turned on 5G in this one village, and they're already, you know, got problems and issues of whatever. They have a guy come on, and he is a electromagnetic whatever weapons guy. You know, he's in the military industrial complex of weapons. He goes, 5G is a weapon. And he's saying that with the vaccinations, it has something to do with the mercury and aluminum that they're putting in as the adjuvant, blah, 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 blah. And with 5G and frequencies, it's causing some damage of doing it intentional of, oh, my God, all of a sudden everybody's dead or something. So it's a weapon. It's a control thing. It's so, I'm going, whoa, I got to talk to Dr. Judy, man. What do you know about that? Is that BS? Is there something there? What?
There's a lot there, especially in Ireland. So the first thing that the frequency of 5G does is it separates hemoglobin from iron. So your oxygen carrying capacity in your red blood cells is because you have, I think, four complexes of iron, and that binds the oxygen and to the hemoglobin, to the protein. So when that 5G energy hits the protein hemoglobin, it changes its shape so that it releases iron into the blood in the form of ferritin, F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N. That's the kind of iron that goes in the blood. When ferritin in the blood gets above 3,000, it causes a flame, a fire, an explosion that is the exact same cytokine damage signature of disease of COVID-19. So they've been telling us it's that SARS-CoV virus, but in fact, in Ireland, they already have the fire on because in the Irish have a genetic susceptibility to hemochromatosis. It's a bleeding disorder. Hema, again, red blood cells. So they're more susceptible defects in red blood cells. Then the 5G, that energy, makes them even more damaged. The iron in the blood is a danger signal that said, there's something wrong. I can't carry enough oxygen. Send out the fire trucks to put out whatever the fire is. And of course, you can't get to the 5G fire because it's all around you. And of course, then if you get vaccinated, you're turning on that same fire, and it looks like an explosion, and yes, you can die.
You know, I heard this month or two ago that it was what COVID, how it reacted is it made that to where your hemoglobin wouldn't hold the iron and released it, and it caused the fogging in the lung, you know, all this other stuff. And could it have been the 5G, or does it work the same way, or doing the same thing?
It works the same thing, so they synergize. So for instance, Wuhan has a tremendous amount of 5G, a tremendous amount of air pollution, a tremendous amount of smoking. So that combined with the 5G, combined with the viruses they released, is like just a detonate switch. So if you can't, if you don't smoke, if you're not in pollution, if you're away from 5G and you get exposed to the virus, it's a nothing in a healthy person. But in a person with an underlying susceptibility, like the Irish, like the elderly, who already have that, like the...
Oh, we lost you there? I'm sorry, we just lost you a second there.
Yeah, somebody just rang in. One of my friends had a stroke last night, so I hope that friend isn't telling me she died. So at any rate, she just rang in. I said, can't talk, and we'll call her back. So got some issues on this end with the elder.
Yeah.
These are the susceptible. And this is one thing people don't realize in the hospital. In the ICUs and in these hospitals, they have all that equipment on people. So if they have a tremendous amount of 5G energy in hospitals, so the ICUs are the most heavily monitored, so they're actually doing damage to you in there if you don't have protective clothing on. So it becomes an issue.
You know, what this reminds me of, when I'm looking for, There was in the first Batman with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson, that whole movie, what made you the Joker, what killed you with a smile on your face, was multiple chemicals. It was Batman finds out it was deodorant mixed with her certain hairspray, and all of a sudden, boom, you die. It wasn't any one thing. It was a combination of things. And it was a newscast that they did. And I keep, you know, when you talk about this kind of stuff, I keep thinking of that. And I'm going, yeah, that was the whole plot of the entire first Batman movie.
Correct. And that's been the whole plot for the last 40 years. So all of these avenues have been ramped up. So it's the GMO, the glyphosate. So you can't make glutathione. So the FDA's been poisoning our food supply, our water supply at the EPA. So along with the CDC forcing the contaminated shots, they don't look at, you know, they just oh so quietly enacted all these laws and put the smart meters on everybody's houses. So the people that don't live in individual homes and live in apartments, the poorest. So it's been something over the last 40 years, you know, since the mid 80s, it's been a stepwise plan to hit this point. And again, they had to hit the detonate switch because we caught them. And that's the collective we.
You know, this is one thing, it makes more sense when you first you understand how evil they are, is that you go, why would they purposely have all these programs that are not capable of being funded, that there's no way they're going to be able to give the promise of the socialized everything to everybody all the time, that it's not, they go, because we're going to promise all this so you can vote for us to put us in the office, and then we'll kill you and we don't have to give it to you later. And I'm going, wow. I mean, if you were a freaking sociopathic, psychopath, you know, power-hungry, elite, freaking weirdo, I guess that'll work out. Well, these guys, they sure as hell are acting like it.
Right, exactly. But they literally kill anybody that gets in their way. That's why the whole chapter, you know, or destroy their lives or think they can, scare them like they couldn't scare me into making certain everybody complies. And you think if you comply, you're going to get away with your life, but they just kill you anyway.
No, they want you to comply. Hell, they're just scare you with they're going to demonetize or take your video down. Oh, yeah. Hell, I'll do whatever you want then. Just give me my, you know, I'm like, wow. I don't think these young people understand how bad things can get. Throughout history is littered with this stuff. These same kinds of people, they do it because they can. And they will until they can't. What's the can't? When we come back, we're going to talk about the can't. What has to happen to where they no longer can? You know, I don't know. But, man, they're pulling all the switches now. They're turning all the dials. They're pushing all the buttons. Will they win? And even if they did, win what? You know, they want to be in charge of the Washington Monuments or something? Hell, they're tearing them down anyway. What's the difference? So I'm just going, this is more. Dr. Judy Michaelmitz.
Are you a cryptocurrency?
Yeah, what the hell? This morning, usually I've been busy up here. We're working, whatever. I go this morning, I get up a couple hours early, and I just go, all right, I'll just watch some news clips. News, 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 news. Holy crap. These people are just stupid. And being stupid on top of stupid with a little sprinkle of stupid. I don't know. It's just, see, this is what I learned a long time ago. They're not trying to convince us. They're not trying to convince you. They're just trying to convince you that they convinced all your neighbors. You know, they're the ones that are crazy. You didn't vote for the bad guys, but everybody else did. You may be crazy, you know, for not voting for them, but they're woke and, you know, whatever the hell. They're just trying to convince you that everybody else is conned and stupid. And I'm going, I don't think so. I think it's election fraud. I think it doesn't matter what the election is anyway. We're a republic and you purpose of government, defense of individual rights. Don't do that. Time to alter, abolish. Your right, your duty. And that's what's starting to happen. And I think the pushback that they didn't anticipate was keeping kids home for this school year willingly. they love their children, and you're doing them brain damage, and now you want to inject them, and I don't need a babysitter that bad for you to kill my kid or damage him. So screw you, and the mandate is what we're focusing on. And I'm telling you, I don't think Merca, it doesn't matter who wins the November election. I don't care. I don't think it makes any difference.
I don't think it makes any difference either, but the fact is, you know, we simply don't have a country now, and President Trump hasn't, you know, he should have stopped this a long time ago. He has not. And so I don't know what the game is, but as you know, if you saw the High Wire show last week with Del Bigtree, the area under the curve in June and July, when clearly from Professor Cahill, who follows viruses around the world, she's an evolutionary virologist, clearly this was gone a long time ago, last year or January or February at the latest, gone from the U.S. Why all the deaths now? And the graph he showed on his show was the inflection point was exactly when they started the lockdowns, when they started, you know, our friends are dying, our friends can't get medical care. They went to my West Coast mom, who's 85, almost 86, in a hazmat suit because she wouldn't wear a mask. Are you kidding me? She can't get somebody to take her blood pressure. They took the blood pressure machines out of the grocery stores. I mean, this is just legalized murder. And so we have to get together and basically save our own. And I think the 4th of July celebration in California, in Los Angeles, I think that everybody sent up the big FU.
One of the graphics I put, you know, on the Telegram of that was a SpongeBob SquarePants, you know, and a big FU, you know, to that video. And I saw that, and I put that at the top of the Dispatch on Sunday. I'm just going, this is awesome. And it was, you know, I want to talk about that, you know, when we come back, you know, but okay. We need to get
in. I'll tell you how much fun we had. We had a blast.
All right. Yeah, so did we. We were up at the Rogers Campground, man. We had the love bus there. Everybody's taking pictures and video of it and the fireworks and everything. Yeah, we were like, yeah, it's a big middle finger to the man. All right, here we come back.
Visit amp.freetalklive.com.
Some of our live shows are streamed in HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
And Dr. Judy Mikovits and I did that very thing this weekend. This is what happened. Saturday was 4th of July. That night, we took the love bus and we put it down on the field where they were, right down there where they were launching the fireworks at Rogers Campground, where you have Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest and so on. And yeah, hundreds of people out there just enjoying it. The Lancaster, New Hampshire, the town comes out, and that's the fireworks display. That's it. It went on for, God, over an hour. I mean, it was just boom, 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 boom. But, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, guys out there, amateurs, and, you know, kind of, we had some ground explosions and stuff, too. I'm like, damn, where's the ambulance, man? I mean, you know, so it was, you know, like good old time, like when I was a kid, and it was fun. Well, what happens is, you know, the next day we see, and we put it on top of the email dispatch for Freedom's Phoenix, was a scene of a news helicopter in Los Angeles. And, oh, breaking news, we got to break in here. Oh, and it's unfortunate, and it's illegal, and they're doing it wrong, and the government says don't do it, but here's the view. And you see this ocean of lights that is Los Angeles, and there was fireworks overlapping fireworks of fireworks of red glare overlapping the blue glare of the green glare of the gold glare of the glare, and it was fireworks freaking every other house. I mean, it was just ridiculous, and it was a big giant middle finger of F you to the man because they made it illegal. These are illegal. I don't know. Well, heavens, Murgatroyd, what shall we do, and who shall we arrest, and what's going to happen? I'm going, you know, screw them, and that was awesome. Well, you're on the West Coast. You know, tell me what your experience with that was.
Well, we had so much fun. I was discouraged because they were canceled, and we usually go to a block party. It's in a certain area right across the beach, and I won't say where, but there are only about five blocks of houses in this little group, and everyone's a cul-de-sac. So every block has its own party and all the tables are out in the streets, and I'll send you some pictures you can post. And I better not, that'll get them in trouble. But they said, so they had everybody was out, not a single mask. I instantly teared up. We took our hot dogs and hamburgers and put them on the grill. Good old fashioned 4th of July party. About 7 o'clock, we went out to the street in the cul-de-sac in the middle of the circle. Everybody had their fireworks shooting off, got some great pictures. So, and tables out there look like they're social distance, but we were just hanging out, had some fire pits out there, having a great time. So, but they also put up a drone so that the family across the street, a Mexican-American military family, put up a drone. And so they put it up just a little bit lower than the police drone, and so they could see when the police cars were coming. So now all of a sudden, everybody runs in the street and they start sweeping everything up and put it in the can, and everybody gets back in their little houses and starts eating their ice cream cones again, their dessert, and the police pull up. And so the police pull up and they get out of the car and they said, we said, gee, we don't know, officer. We didn't shoot anything off. And they said, maybe it's the fire pit your little drone saw. Maybe it's that.
And they're being
really polite. And just as they're talking, and we're in a cul-de-sac, so they can't, and there were like three of them, three police cars, and we're in a cul-de-sac and they're talking to me, and David's like, Judy, don't get arrested. And I said, oh, I'm not doing anything. And so, but the second we start talking and they're all out of their cars, the next cul-de-sac over, fireworks shooting through the air. The cops say, thank you very much. We start cheering. And then obviously we've told them they're on their way. It takes a little while to get out of the cul-de-sac because we have a block party and they have to back out in their street, cars lining the streets. So they get over there and they're all swept up and there's not an evidence anywhere of a firework, and the next cul-de-sac goes off and the next cul-de-sac goes off, and it was just so much fun. And then we got home at about 10 o'clock at night and saw that video of everybody going, the big F you can't tell people in America what to do, and that's who's gonna vote, and we know
Declaration of Independence Day.
Right, that was great. It was so much fun.
Well, I'm glad you had that experience, and I know a lot of other people did too. And it's just, I tell you, when I noticed it going into the 16 election cycle, after the Levolution in 8 and 12, it really got, dark. I mean, it was just this weird, the Obama, everybody, religion was bad, celebration was bad, Christmas lights are bad, Santa Claus is bad, and Christ is bad, everything's bad. Then all of a sudden, Trump gets elected, that Christmas, the Christmas lights went back up. Everybody's saying, oh my God, Merry Christmas. It's just, I'm going, yep. So now, then 4th of July, lots more fireworks, lots more individuals doing fireworks, a lot more illegal fireworks from, we don't even have to go to New Mexico anymore. We can get them in Arizona. So this is just, it's a will of the people. It's general public opinion. And you're emphasizing the exact. See, were the police officers really looking to just want to say something? They want to arrest somebody? They were just doing their job? What city was this? Where was this at?
I can't really say because it might get them in trouble.
Yeah.
But in fact, we had a police officer with us who was off duty in an American flag shirt, and so they were fabulously nice. They were talking to us. They had the kindest voices I've heard.
But they didn't care. We're reporting to duty to tell them whatever.
Enjoy your party, folks. Enjoy, be safe. Maybe what we saw was the fire pit. They were just as kind as could be.
Okay, now why were they there? They were there for the gathering or for the fireworks?
They were there for the fireworks.
Because that's it. You're not allowed.
They said our drone saw fireworks, and said, we said, gee, officer, we don't know what you're talking about. And there was no evidence. They had cleaned
okay, no,
it
wait
up.
A minute. Wait. This is my first question. What drone? Why the hell they got a drone? Where does drone come from? I have a target for my fireworks now. I mean, what is this drone thing about?
Yeah, well, the police had drones all over the neighborhoods, but we had our own drone. Yeah, we had our own drones.
Now, I don't care about that. That's cool, but I mean, who the hell is authorizing this surveillance of police drone everywhere? What the heck was that about?
I don't know.
Buttheads.
We don't care.
That is so.
Over the last few years, they've been putting up cameras on every corner here in California. So those are more of our rights taken away, you know, that we can take a picture of you and send you a ticket to your house. No, you can't. You know, you didn't see me in that car. And so we've had, you know, over the last decade, those are more. So you see everything about our society, just like you're saying, with Merry Christmas, you know, they think. And in fact, I was talking to a lot of people, they're medical professionals, doctors, one emergency room administrator who all over the state. And she said the only thing, she said, oh, you're my hero. And in fact, the person who invited me thought we were going to clash. Because this woman's supposed to enforce people wearing masks. And she said, no, she said the only thing, she said, I showed Plandemic to every one of my emergency administration team around the state. And it's the only thing that makes sense. So people aren't stupid. So they're wearing the mask with a hole cut in it. Or they're wearing the mask like I wear, the covering my eyes.
No, I wear a mask with a freaking QR code on it. I mean, they want to play. You know, wear a mask that says, make America great again. You get those all over. This mask thing could go away really quick.
Exactly. Or the snorkel. A mask like you're underwater and you can breathe out of the snorkel, no problem. You know, and so people are smart. It's American ingenuity, and it just warms the heart. I mean, I was so depressed. I wasn't even going to go to that party because I thought I'd see a field of masks, and I saw a field of smiling faces all laughing, not at the police. They were sweet. They were so kind. Laughing at the thought that Gruesome Newsom could tell us what to do while inviting people to his wineries. You know, no, actually, I filed a lawsuit against you, and there's a big class action suit, and everybody in California is signing it. You know, so we're not going to give up we the people. We're not going to. So I actually talked to a lot of people about the mask, and they're like, hey, Judy, we just cut a hole in the damn thing. You know, we have to feed our families. We have to, you know, but we're not going to put them on our children. And we're pulling them out of the schools, like you said.
Yeah, you know, tomorrow we're focusing. There's an activist, as a progressive activist. He's kind of the Democrat, you know, as a libertarian in Arizona. He went national on election fraud. So we're focusing on that. There's a lot of stuff coming. I think that is a big threat. There is, this election fraud thing is going to be a thing. And I'm just like, you know, if you think elections are going to make you free, you haven't been paying attention. You know, this is shooting off fireworks. It's, you know, it's working with your own little mini drone and cul-de-sacs.
but we talked to a lot of people about the elections and how they intend to discourage us from going in the polls so they can do their fake mail-in votes, which they've stuffed here in California with 500, half a million people who don't exist. You know, and, you know, we tore up the mail-in thing and we're going to show up, and we don't care how long you make us stand in line, and we don't care how far apart you make us. We're all going to go there and we're going to have a party in the street. We're doing the same thing for election. We're not giving up.
You know, I it's good to see that, you know. I still don't trust them and I don't care, you know, but it's what I always say, it's this general public opinion thing. And it's manifesting itself to where, you know, yeah, suck it. And that's what I like to see. And here in New Hampshire, where they're really emphasizing, don't open the schools. We don't want them open. Screw you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm just like, we're going to change our lifestyle. We're gonna you know, live smaller, live mobile, live whatever, and raise a generation of men, not your drone. And then whoever doesn't, fine. You want to go be child abusers, you know, be my guest, but you're not with my kid, because I am hell no. And so I'm seeing child abuse in the school system has been so obvious for so long. Once they got to spend time with their kids, they started to realize just how much they didn't know and what they
and just how much happier their kids are at home.
Yep.
Just how much happier independent studies, how much better their kids are actually living a life that's not where they're bullied and where the teachers, you know, where they're afraid, where, you know, nobody wants their children to be raised that
teacher,
way.
Teacher, so leave that kid alone, man. It's like the wall, some Pink Floyd.
That's right.
You know, this is Rhea, my daughter. She was like, oh, I can't wait till school's open. I can't wait till school's open. Then we just got last few weeks, she just sent us all the curriculum that she got, and she's keeping them out. She's just like, yeah, we're done. You know? So all our kids and grandkids, yep, they're done. They're homeschooling. Yep. We're done. Done.
Right.
So I'm like, cool. About damn time. You know? So
yeah.
I don't know what those are going to do. They're going all in, though. It's all about this November election, and they got all the media, and they got. But this is time for the people to rise up, and I loved the fact of the firework thing. While we're at the fireworks, I'm going, this is awesome. You know, people should, and I go online, and it's just everywhere. I know Phoenix was telling them to suck it, because we've already been doing that for years anyway. So I'm just going, this is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Where are you going next?
Where am I going next? Well, tonight I'm going to Newport to watch that filming of the act. And I'm staying in California and really at home here in Ventura all of July, because we're filming the documentary of Not Plandemic Part 2. That should come out in a week or so, and we'll let you know as soon as it does. We were dotting every I and crossing every T, me covering up and doing a few more, just explaining. The documentary is based on Plague of Corruption, done by Michael Mazzola and team. So we've been under contract, so I have to stick around. We filmed it at the yacht club all day yesterday. And so we'll be back on the boats. I escaped it. The scientist at sea. Yeah, we're having fun.
No, Meryl Streep plays Dr. Mikovits.
I have to play myself in the documentary.
No. It's got to be a drama movie, man. You got to have.
Oh, there is a drama movie. Andy Wakefield will be making the drama movie, but they think Jodie Foster will play me.
There you go.
Yeah, she's meaner. She's meaner than
No,
Meryl
no, no.
Street.
Who gets to play your husband? Harrison Ford. Yeah.
No.
Mel Gibson.
David's a blonde guy. We got to figure out who can play him. He looks a lot like Jack Nicklaus, but Jack Nicklaus isn't an actor.
Well, I'm glad. Is your husband having fun? Is he kind of enjoying the ride now?
Yeah, he's having fun. He's a little frustrated because his children, you know, everybody's frustrated, their children and their grandchildren. Last week we were in a restaurant for his son's 39th birthday. And we got in there with our little tag saying we're exempt from the mask. We were polite. We stayed 6 feet apart. We went outside. We sat on a picnic table, the three of us, long way away from everybody. And a couple of people, elderly, who also didn't have masks on, came up to us and said, are you Dr. Judy? Thank you very much for what you're doing for us. Somebody from LA we were talking across all the picnic tables, having a great time. The owner of the restaurant comes out and says, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And I'm like, and I've got my credit card with my name on it, buying my stepson a pizza and a beer for his birthday. And I said, why? She said, oh, we refuse. And she said, put on the mask. And I said, no. And she said, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. And I said, no, that's actually illegal. You cannot refuse us service. We are sitting here eating and we'll finish our meal. I saw a man named John Ziegler go off on that idiot of the public health, Dr. Robert Levin here in Ventura. He was on Del Bigtree's show last Thursday and he just went off on him and it was great. It was June 23rd while we were in Sacramento with Bobby Kennedy Jr. and Nurse Aaron and everybody exposing their corruption. So, you know, we're filing complaints and we're protesting in front of these restaurants. No, you cannot refuse service to an HIV infected person. And you can't ask me if I'm HIV infected. No, you can't do that. Those victims of the first pandemic won us a lot of rights and we need to wake up and use them. And that's what we're doing. So we peaceably left. My stepson said, it's it's okay, Judy. Thank you for the nice lunch. We got at least a beer. That was fine. And but, you know, so David's depressed about that because he can't see his children and grandchildren because he can't wear a mask and go into any place with them at this point in Ventura. They shut it down big time after we filed that lawsuit. Now you have to, can you imagine a pregnant 6 months old? She looked like she was at least 7 months pregnant, sitting there eating a piece of pizza, and every other bite she put the mask back on.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
We went to dinner here in New Hampshire, and it was a nice, you know, for an anniversary friend, six of us, three couples, and it was a vineyard, and they had outdoor seating, and I, you know, fine, whatever, you know, I, you know, outdoor seating, but, you know, where we were, the sun was on us. I'm like, man, the guy, get a shade here or something, you know, and it's just the stupidity of this thing, but it's because we've allowed the government to use licensing and regulation to control you. You know, if you don't do this, we'll do that. Even though the owners were, don't give a crap, you know?
Right.
I'm just, so we have become so educated on so many things and all this freedom stuff and choice and everything that the liberty community and libertarians and anarchists and voluntarists or whatever, or even conservatives or patriots, been going on about neon flashing, we told you so. Well, here it is, you know,
right,
for everybody to see, and they're killing you. So I'm going, all right, what's going to happen? I don't know, but hopefully election will be, you know, regardless. I don't care what their totals say. It's going to come out like, you know, the fireworks in L.A. I mean, you know, it's just going to go, bite me. And the next day, doesn't matter. I don't even care what they do. It's just going to piss off more people. And certainly in rural areas, which is why we want to do UP Michigan. I go, we need to bring the love. Who doesn't get any love? Who's not getting enough love? Who's in a flyover rural area? And now they got the Michigan governor telling them they can't. Nobody going camping up. The guy, yeah, we're going to bring them the love. And we'll work on it and see if we can get you up there. It'll be fun.
It'll be great fun. My home state. Love it.
Awesome. Dr. Judy, glad you're feeling better. You know, I can tell that things are going, it's coming your time. And you knew, I knew it would. I mean, I'm just like, you just wait. Here it comes. You know, you tell hubby, you know, just, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good. All right. Peace, Dr. Judy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ernie. Enjoy your week.
Bye.
See you soon.